What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Larry Mullins Podcast. Thank you so very much for listening. If you're listening on Apple, do me a favor, leave a rating, write a review, hit that subscribe button. It helps recommend this to other people. I took another break, or basically 1 week off, just because I got into a rut where, like, now don't get me wrong, like, there's nothing wrong with recapping my week on the podcast. That's what I normally do. But I mentioned previously that I wanted to do something along the lines where I kind of start off the episode and I recap my week and then go into a few other specific topics because, you know, I get to think, like, well, who wants to hear about my week? I'm just a normal, you know, Joe Blow. I'm a normal Joe Blow, and so I thought of the idea of, okay, I'll kind of do like a quick little recap, and I'll talk about a few specific topics, whether it be, you know, something I watched or one of the recent videos I did for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. So, Starbucks, peppermint white mocha, for those who are wondering. The girlfriend and I have been doing great. I'm pretty much fully moved in here. I officially filled out the address change form with the post office. Now all that's left to do is register my car here and get the new driver's license. Feeling better and better every day. Just be with my soulmate. It's amazing. And yeah, we've just been hanging out, doing the usual, doing our grocery shopping on the weekends. The past two Saturdays, been hanging out with Gary, going back to our normal filming day, filming for the Edible Adventures. This past Saturday, we filmed at Mod Pizza, delicious place in Woodbridge, Virginia. I'm sure there's other locations too, but Mod Pizza is delicious. It's basically kind of like Subway, but pizza. You know, you have your dough and you can pick your toppings, and it's absolutely delicious. The video's doing pretty good. And previously, not but long before that, we did And Pizza. So they're very comparable. Both have advantages and disadvantages. They're pretty much on par with each other. And so a lot's been going on lately. Financially, the money I had in my account, you know, is quickly running out. Because I have a date when I'm starting my official new job here at the new location, but it came down to where I needed to get something part-time just to tide me over until I start the official job. So I've really been stressing about that, how our bill is going to get paid, but we're working out. Her and I are a team. We've been helping each other, but it came across a part-time position for a church here. And I remember wondering, like, how does one even get a job at a church? But it's a part-time position, doing reception and administrative type stuff. Yes, it's typically a position that's held by a female, but I've always wanted the opportunity to work in a church. And so I did a video interview last night that went very well, and they described the position in depth. They talked about, you know, it's mainly working with other people in the office and basically doing whatever tasks are given to you by the office administrator, updating the website, making bulletins, greeting customers, replying to emails, forwarding them to who they have to go to. Basic office stuff, nothing really strenuous, but it is a part-time job. It's an 18 hours a week gig, 3 days a week. The third day is a flex day that could alternate, but honestly, you know, I'm just trying to be a better person overall, and I feel this part-time position working at a church could, you know, help me to serve God in my way, you know, and I'm by no means perfect, but I'm trying to be a better person, and I feel having a position at a church will definitely help. Will definitely help me along with that. And my girlfriend's incredibly supportive about it. And so I feel I did very well in the first phase of the interview. And I say first phase because there is more than one phase. Did a video interview, and that went very well. I think they like my personality. They told me they have one more candidate to interview. And but the next phase is to be interviewed in person at the church by the pastor and the office administrator. So that's kind of nerve-wracking, but not really. They said it would be sometime early next week, so I'm just waiting on a text for confirmation of date and time. But next week, I will be physically going to the church and being interviewed by the pastor and the office administrator. Now, that's making me a little nervous, but I am a believer. I do read the Bible, so I think it's an opportunity. My girlfriend, you know, says the job's already mine. I got to remember to think more positively. Back in the day, I would beat myself up all the time, but I just, after this little video interview, like, I had a really good feeling, and I thought it went as great as it possibly could have. It's very smooth, very outgoing. You know, if you know me, I'm very quiet. And even though it was at home and on video, I still put on a nice black polo shirt, brushed my hair, looked presentable. And they asked me questions and I answered them, told them some of my experience in certain fields. And yeah, can't say it enough. I literally think the interview went fantastic. Is, like I said, as great as it could have. And I'm looking forward to this next phase, this in-person portion of the interview. And it'll be nice because when I start the new official job in January, I'm starting off as part-time. If there's enough business, I'll start right off the bat as full-time. But it'll be nice. They're literally right around the corner, like literally less than a mile from each other. So it'll literally be perfect. Perfect situation. And looking up, you know, and I learned that, you know, having faith, you know, it's, and I don't want to sound like I'm being all preachy and Bible thumpy, but I mean, just having faith and even the simplest of prayers, like, can honestly, those two things combined can go a long way. It can go a long way. You know, I've always been a believer, but, you know, I've been doing my best to focus on praying more. And, you know, there's no set way to pray. Like, if you're struggling with, like, if I'm struggling with something, I had the interview coming up. Even when I initially applied to the job, like, I felt led to apply to it. I was just like, oh, here's a random job. Oh, it's at a church? Cool. I saw it, and I wanted to work at a church. And then I found the church's website, and I emailed my resume to them directly as well as through Indeed. And everything happens for a reason. And I feel like, you know, God will help you out if you put in the footwork. So I did that, and I got the video interview, and it went well. And I'm looking forward for confirmation on the second phase. They asked me at the end of the interview if I would be interested in meeting with the pastor and the office administrator. And I said, absolutely, because I need the job. I need the money, another source of income. Plus, also, I want the opportunity to be able to work in a church specifically, and I think that will help me because girlfriend and I are going to look for a church to join, but I feel just being in that environment on a regular basis will definitely help me too. And like I said, I'm not perfect. I'm not preachy. I'm not a Bible thumper, but I feel everything happens for a reason, and I feel, you know, this is for the, I don't want to say side hustle, because the main job I'm starting in January, that will be my main job. But this part-time job at the church, I feel that's what I need, and I think that will help me. Plus, it will provide additional income for the girlfriend and I. So I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I find it, you know, I'm sure some people out there, like, will occasionally struggle with being grateful, or, you know, I'm not one of those guys that complains about everything under the sun, because there's so many things to be grateful for. I mean, I'm healthy. I'm alive. I have family that loves me. I have an amazing girlfriend. I met my soulmate. I believe in God. And I try to look at it as it could always be worse. And as long as I have faith and do everything that I can personally, like, make the steps that I can on my own while having faith, God will work out the rest. And that has always rang true my entire life. And I can't wait to propose to my girlfriend. It's still going to be a little bit. It's not going to be way down the road, but it's also not going to be a week or two from now. But I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited and stoked to start this next chapter with my girlfriend. And a quick little side note for those just listening. For those who don't know, Anchor is owned by Spotify, and they recently implemented video podcasts. So for fans of the Joe Rogan Experience, his pod is a Spotify exclusive. So if you happen to pull up Joe Rogan on the Spotify app, you can actually watch video of the episode as opposed to just listening to it. You can listen to it, or if you pull the media player up, you can watch the video. So apparently, you can do that with my podcast now. So this specific episode that you're listening to right now, I also have my camera recording at the same time, testing it out, seeing if the video actually shows up. But I got an email saying I was approved for video podcasts. So we'll see how it goes. I wanted to do one with video, play around with it, test out the quality. So if you happen to be listening to this, do me a favor right now and open the Spotify app on your phone and do that little swipe up so it's like full screen. And let me know if video shows up, if you can see my mug talking into the camera and this beautiful Rode microphone right here. But that's just another little tidbit. But in closing, I feel great. After getting that video interview, and I was so nervous, and I prayed, and it went incredibly smooth. Like I said several times earlier, it went as perfectly as it could have. And looking forward to them contacting me for the next phase of the interview. Hopefully within the next 2 weeks, I'll have a new part-time job at an amazing church. Continue working on my faith and everything. Got a beautiful lady in my corner. Life is good. Life is good. I've got no complaints. Thank you so very much for listening, everybody. Follow me on Instagram @MrLarryMullins, and I'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.